Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Yep, this makes it official. You can tell the bird flu pandemic has been scheduled for breakout. How do you know? Well, they're doing exactly what they did last time. You know from this press release from the federal government's Health and Human Services Agency, because it's exactly what happened last time, before the pandemic. They're providing almost $1 billion, $600 million to Moderna to develop an mRNA-based bird flu vaccine. Now, we already know this pandemic's coming because Dr. Robert Redfield, former head of the CDC, has been telling us as a fact that it's coming since 2021. And he says the federal government developed the flu and then put the recipe for it online. So it's inevitable. He also, by the way, says that it will make COVID look like child's play. So the bird flu is obviously on the globalist calendar. We just don't know the date yet. But we do know this, they've selected Moderna to be the one that profits from it. And of course, it's going to be mRNA, which means that the vaccine will kill more people than the bird flu. Wonder if this is why Bill Gates was meeting with Donald Trump. Anyway, the date on this announcement's January 17th, in case you're wondering. So 3 days before Trump was sworn in. Hopefully they haven't transferred the money yet and we can get it back. Folks, if you're listening to conservative media at all, you know what they're saying? Trump has done more in 48 hours than Biden did in the last year. It's true. But Trump has also done more in 48 hours than he did in his last term. This is the Trump I wanted so badly last time. This is the Trump that talked a really good game on immigration, better than any president in my lifetime, and did some stuff, but nothing like this. In the first 24 hours, Tom Homan has rounded up 308 violent convicted criminals, including a child rapist, that have deportation orders. Chicago Tribune reports illegal immigrants there are terrified. They're staying home. They're not going to work. Good. That means they'll have to leave soon. And trust me, we don't have to deport them all. They will deport themselves. Trump announced the firing of over 1,000 Biden appointees. And folks, if we're serious about taking back the federal government, we're going to have to fire tens of thousands. So he's going to have to do this at this pace because the lawsuits are going to take 2 years to dislodge these people, to get these leftists out of these agencies. But this is good news. Again, this is the kind of stuff Trump only talked about last time. He's actually doing it. This headline from the AP, the Trump Justice Department just ordered criminal investigations, I love this, of any state or local officials standing in the way of deportations. And the AP reports that the Trump administration is also gearing up to challenge sanctuary laws in court. Folks, this is what's driven me nuts. So much of what these leftists are doing in these sanctuary cities is patently illegal. We've been pretending it's their right. It's not. They need to be prosecuted. Meanwhile, the Trump administration just ordered a 90-day pause on all foreign aid, 100% of it. Foreign aid comes out of the Secretary of State's office. Marco Rubio said from now going on forward, every single dollar spent will be analyzed. And every program funded, every policy pursued with the money must be justified with an answer to three questions. Does it make America safer? Oh, no. That means the Taliban is definitely not getting tens of millions of dollars a month anymore, a lot of which ended up in their Al-Qaeda training camps. Oh, my gosh. All right. Does it make America stronger is the second question. Does it make America more prosperous? Wow, this will eliminate most of our foreign aid. Rubio says that looking at the foreign aid programs, a lot of them are actually working at cross purposes with these questions, with making America safer. Yeah, because as we've documented on this podcast, we're funding our enemies. We're literally helping to arm them so they can fight everyone from us to Israel. Trump disconnected, like pulled the plug on the CP1 border app, which had let in almost a million people. Now they're reporting the flights have stopped and that Trump has effectively shuttered the refugee program, including the one. Listen to this. We were flying 1,600 Afghans here every month. Folks, we can't vet a single damn one of them because the Taliban is the government of Afghanistan. We can't believe a thing that they say when we call them up to background check these people to find out if they're actually who they say they are. Folks, they're probably coming out of the Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan. And folks, this is the media was outraged by this. There was 1,600 of them supposed to come in here this month. There were some on flights. They had to turn the planes around. You want to hear hardcore? Here you go. Donald Trump has revoked Lyndon B. Johnson's executive order 11246, which established affirmative action. The order bans all federal contractors and publicly funded universities from practicing race-based discrimination anymore, including DEI. Gone. And finally, Trump's pledge to slap 25% tariffs on Mexico just sunk the peso. Probably my favorite story today is this one on what JP Morgan has had to do. JP Morgan Chase just set up a Trump war room to keep track of the rapid economic changes that he's making. It's being run by another former Democrat bundler, Mary Erdos. She's the head of the bank's asset and wealth management unit. And they're doing this because he's going so fast, they need a whole war room to keep up with it. And here's the thing, it's not bad. They're doing this so that they can properly position the wealthy people that they advise to invest. She says it's a very pro-business environment now created by Trump, so much so animal spirits are alive in the U.S. She said setting the U.S. economy on a go mode, and they need an entire team just to track this. And she says she praised Trump for his decision to order all U.S. government workers back to the office. She says, thank God the U.S. government has done it, and hopefully that'll keep us ahead of other governments in the world so we can continue to compete. Folks, she was raising money for Joe Biden when he was issuing orders for them to stay home. Anyway, listen to this. This is from the New York Post. Seen as a possible successor to current CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, Erdos slammed the previous presidential administration, i.e. Biden, for strangling the financial industry with red tape. You know what's going on here, folks? These people were afraid. They were scared. They were afraid if you said a thing like this, you'd do a turn in prison, federal prison. Yeah, you'd be in a cell next to Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg, who they also investigated. This is people breathing a sigh of relief and finally being able to say, yes, this is what was needed. We were afraid before. Folks, I think a lot of these Democrat donors, you know, they raised the $1.5 billion for Her Highness. I think a lot of these Democrat donors donated, not because they believed, but because they were afraid. Which brings us to the big story today. Donald Trump is preparing for war with China over Greenland. All the signs are there, but the media hasn't figured it out yet. In fact, so many of the stories today that the media thinks are separate stories are actually the same story. Let me explain. One of the top 10 trending stories in the country today is this left-wing hit pieces that they're doing right now suggesting that Trump fired the commandant of the Coast Guard because she's mostly focused on LGBT recruiting and women's rights and a bunch of crap, which is true. And she deserves to be fired for that. But that's not why Admiral Linda Lee Fagan was fired. She was fired over the icebreakers. Well, that and her clash with DeSantis. Yeah, she was using the Coast Guard to escort and allow through illegal immigrant ships full of Haitians that Ron DeSantis by law then couldn't stop because the Democrats were running a voter drive down in Florida. And the Haitians tend to stay put once you drop them off on the beach and vote Democrat eventually. So she was helping with the voter drive down in Florida. But there was a place she wasn't helping. And this is what really pissed Trump off. Congress funded the icebreakers we need for the war with Russia and China over Greenland. Stick with me. I know this sounds nuts, but you're going to watch it in the next couple of months. And in order to help China, as a loyalist of the Biden administration, that's what they do, is they help China at every turn. She had delayed the ordering, construction, and procurement of the icebreakers. These are low-grade warships, okay? And they were going to be state-of-the-art. What they are used for, what we need them for, is to counter what Russia and China are doing in the Arctic. What is China doing in the Arctic? Russia's been helping them some, too. Well, it's doing the same thing, exact same thing it's doing with Taiwan, using the exact same tactics. And what China does, like take Taiwan, but they're doing the same with Greenland, is they'll surround Taiwan, do military exercises. For that, by the way, with Greenland, you need an icebreaker. They'll do military exercises in order to threaten you. They don't actually fire on you, but they imply that they will if you don't do what they want. What does China want from Greenland? A lot of the same kind of things it wants from Taiwan. In Taiwan, China wants the chip industry because the world runs on it. Well, in Greenland, it's one of the few places left in the world with vast rare earth minerals supplies that China doesn't control. If it were to fall into U.S. hands, that'd be a disaster for China's ultimate goal, which is basically everything going forward industrially is going to be tech. We're inventing almost all of it. The Chinese can steal that. That's not a problem, but they need rare earth minerals to make it. So do we. They've locked up with Biden's help. It's really amazing. In fact, in a lot of these deals where they're buying these rare earth mineral mines, the Chinese are actually cutting the Biden family in through Rosemont Seneca and CEFC. So they get a cut of the deal, but they don't actually do anything. A lot of that was going on leading into the Biden administration. I bet it's still going on now. It would not surprise me with Hunter doing this anyway. So basically, China has been backdoor peeing the Bidens to help them put the world's rare earth minerals off limits to the U.S., right? Greenland is loaded with rare earth minerals that we desperately need, or we're going to get curb stomped by China in AI, but in the development of virtually every single kind of tech that right now we are leading the way on. It'll crush our tech industries. We won't be able to develop anything without China's permission. So we need Greenland, which just happens to be one of the few places on Earth left that China doesn't control yet. But their icebreakers are up there. They're patrolling and menacing Greenland. So the way the media has reported it, deliberately and erroneously, is that Trump wants a military takeover of Greenland. That's why he's got to get this wench who is at the head of the Coast Guard out of the way. No, he doesn't want a military siege on Greenland. He wants a military battle with China over Greenland. I don't think it'll involve fighting or firing much, but we need to counter them. We need to drive them out of the seas there, and Russia too, because we must take Greenland. Now, you're thinking, well, wait a minute, but they don't want Trump there. No, that's just what the media told you. They lied. This is a English language Denmark publication. It's called AA.com, .tr. I'll put the link in the sources under the podcast headline. Denmark offers Trump to increase U.S. military presence in Greenland. Wait, that's the opposite of what the U.S. media has been saying. Copenhagen's team sent Trump's team private messages to address U.S. security concerns in Greenland. They want our help, and they are inviting us to increase the military presence on the island. That's what's been said in private messages to Trump's team. Why? They're afraid of China. The Danish government says, you know, while we want to dissuade Trump from seizing the island himself, you know, through force, they want us there patrolling the island. They are inviting us on the island. Why? Because China is menacing the island. And Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, they do not have the military capability to keep it out of Chinese hands, or at least China continuing to pressure them, because China desperately needs those rare earth mineral mines, most of which are virgin. So that's why when you read like the Fox News article about her firing, the media is making it sound like, oh, she's a woman and a debate about women in leadership. That's BS. The headline is Coast Guard Commandant terminated over border lapses, recruitment, DEI focus. But look here, read down in the Fox News article. What's Trump's real beef with her? Mismanagement in acquiring key acquisitions such as icebreakers and helicopters of a special kind needed to operate in the Arctic. We, folks, we're going to war with China over Greenland. And again, I don't think it's going to be a shooting war, but it's going to be a menacing each other war. So folks, if you look at the news today, you'll see all the stories are the same story. The story of the firing of the head of the Coast Guard. Yep, same story as the story of this incredible AI deal that Trump put together. $500 billion in new investment. And folks, Trump has to do this because he can't stop printing and borrowing. If he were to suddenly stop it, and he needs to in order to combat inflation, the economy would collapse. Even though the printed and borrowed money, mainly the printed money, is causing the inflation, we would think, well, you just stop printing. Well, no, you can't. Once you printed all those checks to pay people to stay home from COVID, if you don't print them again or the equivalent next year, you're going to get a Great Depression style collapse. Here's Professor Dave Bratt, head of the finance department at Liberty University, explaining this conundrum.
Bottom line here is, really, if you take out the deficit spending, the funny money coming from the government, we're growing at negative 10% GDP. Just bottom line, if you take away $2 trillion, you know, roughly speaking, that's one-tenth of your economy. What would happen to your economy if you just chopped off one-tenth of it and it, you know, fell into the ocean? Something like this graph.
The graph is of the Great Depression, not the Great Recession. That'd be child's play compared to this. The Great Depression. So Democrats' goal here is to keep Trump from making economic gains, knowing he has to keep printing, knowing that'll keep the inflation in place. This is the game we're playing now. Trump has only one way out, and he's going to have to do something practically super heroic. He's going to have to massively grow the economy. There is no other way around it to replace the funny money. So this is why he's doing deals that he's announcing at $100 billion a pop. This was a $500 billion deal yesterday. He's got to come up with a lot of these. So what was the deal yesterday? Well, it was for AI. It was massive private sector investment. What does that have to do with the Coast Guard and Greenland? Everything. Remember what Joe Biden was doing. Okay, this is what Hunter Biden was paid $30 million from the Chinese, you know, by the Chinese for. Joe Biden has been running around the country shutting it down our mineral mines, basically using the environment as an excuse so that we have no access to these minerals. We're the two places on Earth that have massive stores of every kind of mineral you need, rare earth minerals. And by the way, it's not just Greenland. It's also Canada. Both of them have 46 out of 50 rare earth minerals that we need. Now, do you see why he's threatening Canada with a 25% tariff? Here's what's about to happen, okay? He's going to negotiate with Canada. The tariff, the 25% supposed to go on February 1st. The deal will look something like this. Kick China out of your mines, because they have contracts in some of these rare earth mines. Although they were kind of beginning to kick them out on their own, the predilection of the liberal government there is to just say, hey, we won't mine. Trump's going to say, either I wreck your economy, because their economy is mainly just assembling stuff and shipping it down to America, stuff we could assemble here, or I'm a tariff you 25%, or give us exclusive rights to those mines and open them the hell up. That's the same deal, by the way, Greenland's going to get in return for protection from China. And he'll probably make some kind of deal paying each of the 56,000 residents some kind of money. We have to have it to have the AI industry. Finally, Trump cleared a lot of regulations executively out of the way.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the tech industry. Because when you look at the CHIPS Act and also what Biden has done, all of it was advantage China. In other words, advantage developing AI elsewhere. And that's how he was able to get this $500 billion investment so fast that he announced yesterday. I know what he told these tech billionaires. I'm going to get you the rare earth minerals. I'm going to get you a steady supply. We're going to make it in America. And by the way, I'm rolling back all of the pro-China, anti-AI development regs that I've put in place. He's going to do a lot of it executively. Congress will have to do some of the rest of it. What you're about to hear is amazing. This is Sam Altman, tech billionaire and AI investor and pioneer, okay? Altman was a hardcore Democrat donor a year ago, never donated to Republicans. He was standing by Trump's side as they announced the $500 billion deal. And Trump's going to have to do these in tranches of half trillions. So this is fortifying the tech industry, and particularly the AI and rare earth minerals based tech industries that Biden worked with China to destroy. Here's Sam Altman explaining why in just 48 hours they can do this investment when they couldn't before under Democrat rule.
This means we can create AI and AGI in the United States of America. Wouldn't have been obvious that this was possible. I think if a different president, might not have been possible, but we are thrilled to get to do this. And I think it'll be great for Americans, great for the whole world.
Google AI and ask Google, what is critical for the development of AI? Two things. Number one, rare earth minerals. Number two, vast amounts of new energy. It takes 10 times, an AI search takes 10 times the power out of the grid that a Google search does. Here's Fox News' Todd Pyro, who actually understands everything that just went down and how massive it is. And Todd Pyro is talking to the Heritage Foundation's Steve Yates as they explain what Trump just did here. He basically got officials like the Biden administration, owned or controlled by China, out the hell out of the way. And thus was able to do in 48 hours what Biden couldn't and quite frankly wouldn't do in 4 years.
It's from removing those regulatory barriers to unleashing the energy needed to power AI to quite frankly the funding. Why did it take Donald Trump in 48, 36 hours to make this happen when AI is so important to our future? Where has the rest of our government been for the last 4+ years?
Well, I fear that they have been slumbering in the old bet that globalization and internationalization of these things was going to be an efficient way of meeting the future needs. But Donald Trump uniquely organized campaigns and our country around the idea that we need to get serious about being able to manufacture and supply things here. Our allies also want this, too. It just should not be forgotten that if AI and other technologies are under the control or monopoly of a government like China, where they have no ethics, no value for human dignity, and unlimited resources to do whatever it is they choose, the highest surveillance state in the world.
Donald Trump is looking at the chessboard here. And when I say AI, understand everything will be run by AI. It's not just, hey, a computer program you can use online to answer some questions for your report.
for school or work. No, I mean, it's going to be our weapons. It's everything. If you do not have this in the rare earth minerals to make it, you're just not going to be part of the future. And it's one of the few industries where we actually have an advantage. We really could make this the future in America. And the rare earth minerals will build everything for tech, from our weapons to our servers to our chips. We need it for our cell phones, our satellites. There's nothing we don't need them for. And that's what China understands. What Americans don't understand is that we have to advocate for ourselves. It had become gauche in Washington to do anything that would advance America's interest. And so China's been curb stomping us with the help of Rosemont Seneca and the Biden regime all over the world to lock up these rare earth supplies. Folks, understand how big this geopolitical game was. Again, I've explained to you many times, the Afghan exit was not an accident. It was an absolute coup for Joe Biden. One of the actual highlights of his administration in terms of accomplishment, once you understand what he was paid to do and what the Democrat Party has been accepting money under the table funneled to them through their fundraising apparatus, billions of dollars, by the way, that broke right before the election, and illegal contributions to do. And that's make sure that China wins the rare earth minerals race so they can control tech going forward. So remember in Afghanistan, I explained to you what happened. The reason we left in the middle of the night without telling our allies, France and Britain, is that, you know, it's easy to control that country. You can do that with 5,000 troops and some drones. France or the UK easily could have taken over Bagram. They wanted it, actually. They asked us to let them know if we were going to leave. Biden promised in public we would. So why'd we bug out in the middle of the night and make sure that it fell into the Taliban's hands? When we could have just as easily gone to Doha and instead of negotiating with the Taliban to hand it over to them, which our generals actually did. They were the enemy for 20 years. They killed 2,000 of us or wounded 2,000, both killed and wounded 2,000 of us. Why wouldn't we give it to the UK or France? Because that way we could still use Bagram Air Force Base. I mean, it's the most valuable piece of real estate in the entire Middle East, equidistant from China and Iran. Well, the reason we did that was to guarantee that it fell to the Taliban. And I wouldn't understand why we did that till a couple of months after, when the Wall Street Journal broke the story that the Taliban in China for months had had a deal where the Taliban would be funded by China and they would get exclusive rights to the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan. Afghanistan has a ton, especially lithium. So it was Biden's job to make sure Afghanistan fell to the Taliban. There were no accidents there. It was what was meant to happen. The answer to the question then of why did we leave Afghanistan like that? That, folks, this is why they wouldn't give our snipers permission to open fire on Abbey Gate and save those 13 soldiers from the suicide bomber when he clearly saw the suicide bomber coming. We couldn't do anything that would compromise Afghanistan falling to the Taliban and thus the Chinese. Folks, this is the same reason the commandant of the Coast Guard mishandled, quote unquote, according to Fox News, the procurement, the ordering of the icebreakers. Why? To give China the upper hand with Greenland. So, couple of predictions. In the coming months, and by the way, Canada is already saying, oh, we don't care about the 25% tariffs. Yes, they do. Their economy won't survive it. China is going to get drop-kicked out of Canada and out of their minds. Donald Trump is going to announce some kind of exclusive contract, not only to mine the rare earth minerals in Canada, but that leftist government is going to have to do something they don't want to do to save the economy. They're going to have to open the mines. Look, we may even have to let them keep the 20% of our auto industry they have to get the rare earth minerals, but I hope Trump cuts a better deal than that. But that's what'll happen. He'll announce the mining of the rare earth minerals. They'll get to keep some portion of our auto industry, probably not 20%, and Trump won't put the tariff on. Or Trump will just put the tariff on. We'll wreck the Canadian economy, and then they'll capitulate on the mining of the rare earth minerals. Don't know what order will go in, but that's what will happen. Next, we're going to have a major announcement from Greenland. Again, they've already, the media won't tell you this, they've already, Denmark has requested military protection for Greenland, which we desperately need to do. After that will come the announcement of some kind of a protectorate. Greenland will be protected by us, controlled by us in some way that involves us opening up and mining those rare earth minerals and having exclusive rights to them. I just don't know what form the announcement will take, but I think it's probably coming soon. Remember when Donald Trump Jr.'s jet touched down in Greenland a few weeks ago, and the story was he was going there to tape a podcast? He actually did tape the podcast, but that's not the whole story. This is before Trump was sworn in. This is investment guru Grant Cardone, regularly appears on Fox Business. He's doing an interview on America's Voice, and he said, listen, I was at Mar-a-Lago when Donald Trump Jr. flew back from Greenland.
It is a security issue. The night you saw me at Mar-a-Lago, what people don't know, I'll give you a little piece of data nobody knows. Donald Jr. got on a plane, flew over to Greenland. Everybody knows that, right? You saw it right on Instagram.
Yep.
But what people don't know is that he put the executives and the leadership of Greenland on the plane and brought them back to Mar-a-Lago. They're doing a deal on Greenland.
So Trump right now is in a desperate scramble to come up with at least $2 trillion worth of investment for the markets, maybe $3 trillion, because he can't cut that much until he expands the economy by more than that, or he's going to have inflation blow up in his face, which is exactly what the Democrats want. So they have one way back to power. They have got to wreck the economy because they know Trump has to keep printing or the economy will collapse. This is why Trump was so desperate to get the debt limit increased, even though he's promising to cut $2 trillion by 2026. He knows he's got to keep raising the debt limit and printing so he can gradually taper it off. So this is the contest between him and the Democrats now. They are going to be desperate to stop any deal like this. How desperate? Desperate enough to threaten OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, the guy you heard from earlier in this podcast, the former Democrat donor who just wrote a $1 million check to Trump for his inauguration, began donating to Trump and was standing beside him at the AI announcement. To keep him from doing that, listen to how thugged out the Democrats are. This is according to Axios. According to Axios, the Democrats sent him a letter threatening him and demanding he explain the Trump donation and how his financial interests, might be in question. Why are you donating to Trump? Are you, you know, trying to get favors? Are you trying to cozy up to the incoming administration? What does this mean? Okay. What the Democrats are saying here, this is the same thing they said to Zuckerberg when Zuckerberg refused to censor for them and they started federal investigations. They're saying, we will wreck you. Okay. We still have some control over these agencies. They're weaponized. They answer to us. Donald Trump's going to have a hard time bringing them under control, which he will. It's going to be a 2-year battle. And they're threatening him. They're like, look, we're going to come back into power. You can be in the cell next to Zuckerberg and Musk if you want. And folks, the letter was sent by Elizabeth Warren. I mean, what kind of thugged out party demands to know why you're making donations? But the reason they did it, and I'll attach this Axios article talking about it, the reason they threatened him, they're trying to stop this investment and economic expansion because they cannot allow Trump to triumph. They also, I think, are going to systematically begin, you're going to see this threatening their former donors to keep their money out of Trump's pockets, you know, with the basically insinuation that, look, buddy, we'll be back in office someday. We've got a cell waiting for you with your name on it, which is why earlier in this podcast, I said, I think a lot of these Democrat donors donated to Democrats. It's protection money. It's fear. The letter was from Senator Elizabeth Warren, and it stated that $1 million gifts to Trump's inaugural fund by Altman and his tech firms like Google, Meta, Microsoft, and Uber raised questions about corruption and the influence of corporate money. Look, they didn't give a damn, as he said, Altman said, when he was writing $1 million checks to them. But again, the reason Altman has attracted so much attention is because they clearly wanted to stop this deal because of the economic hope it'll bring to Americans. And folks, on that announcement, you're already watching the stock market rise. That's economic expansion right there. They can't have that. They need a sunken, broken economy and to blame inflation on Trump. But folks, this isn't going to be easy for Trump. This is a desperate race against time because, as Bloomberg wrote earlier this week, look, we've already got inflation's going back up. Food prices are going up. Of course they are, because of everything Mike Johnson and the Democrats printed over the last year. And particularly in the last couple of months, you're going to see inflation come roaring back. Trump's fight is a fight against time. But if anybody can do it, he can. Anyway, I can't wait to see what his military strategy is against Russia and China. Not in Taiwan, where everyone thought we would confront them, but in the Arctic waters around Greenland. Who wins this rare earth mineral contest will determine not just whether Americans' middle class can buy houses, whether we can afford food, whether inflation goes away. It'll write the story of America's future. It could be a very rich one. Things could go the other way, too. But with Democrats largely out of the way, now anything's possible for America.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.